This is breaking news on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
So that was our Theo Epstein replay, and this is the breaking news that developed during all that waddle. Michael Kopech has opted out of the 2020 baseball season. Rick Hahn has issued a statement. It says Michael Kopech has informed us of his decision to not participate in the 2020 season. We recognize that reaching this decision is incredibly difficult for any competitive athlete, and our organization is understanding and supportive. We will work with Michael to assure his development continues throughout 2020, and we look forward to welcoming him back into our clubhouse for the 2021 season.
Huh. So, I mean, assuming this is COVID-19 related, he was coming back from Tommy John, right?
Yes. And we don't know if it's COVID related. I mean, he's opting out of the COVID season, but we don't know. Like, we were assured before that this wasn't COVID related. And what makes this complicated, as you said, is this is a player who hasn't pitched since 2018. He missed all of 2019. Now he's going to miss all of 2020. He's going to go over 2 years without pitching. And, you know, you understand.
And he's also going to lose service time year for him, too.
Yes, right. Now, he's not a free agent until 2025. So you still have him for 21, 22, 23, 24. But, you know, you were hoping that at some point in this season he would make an impact. We were even rationalizing that maybe the delayment of the season would actually help him, you know, contribute more to this year. But again, Buster Posey is a guy who's a World Series hero who opted out today.
Sure. I respect everybody's decision to do what's best for them.
Without knowing without knowing for sure, it's very, very hard to be critical in this uncertain environment.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's not one thing that is going to be part of my repertoire is, I would say in 99% of the cases is being critical of someone. Listen, this is unlike anything we've ever done.
Why, though? Would you like to know?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
Inquiring minds want to know, but I don't feel any, you know, I would no way, shape, or form shame him for his decision.
Is he maybe not ready to pitch? And does he rationalize that, look, if I'm not ready to pitch in the big leagues to begin with, does it even make sense for me to be exposed to so many people? But then you've rationalized that sometimes being inside that major league bubble, maybe you're safer because you're being tested.
Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting – those are interesting questions. I'm sure at some point the White Sox will answer them.
Now, I have talked to people who did say he's been in Chicago, at least at some point here, he's been seen around town. Now, I there's a lot of unknown, and you don't want to be, like you said, that's not going to be part of our thing to be reckless and to criticize.
I wouldn't speculate either. I mean, I don't know.
So that's the news, and that's the Rick Hahn statement, and it's something, though, that is obviously not great news if you're a White Sox fan.
Well, people were expecting him to be in part of the rotation at some point, right?
Yes. He's 24 years old, and Michael Kopech, I want to say, has pitched like 14 innings in the big leagues. So he's only pitched 14 and a third innings in the big leagues. He came up in 18, remember, and flashed and then went down. And then 14 and a third, and he missed 19. He's going to miss 20, and he's going to try and come back in
he's considered one of the most promising young arms in all of Major League Baseball,
yes,
isn't
one
he?
One of the best. As Jeff Passan wrote on his Twitter feed, one of the best arms in baseball.
Yeah.
And Jeff Passan wrote the book on it. So we'll talk to Mark Jean Greco about that. If you want to weigh in, again, the breaking news, Michael Kopech has opted out. And really, in Chicago baseball so far, we have not had anybody really opt out, have we? I mean, this is the first. Mankata, they've also put on the 10-day injured list. But that doesn't mean he's going to for sure miss season in the beginning. And there's been speculation about Mankata. Who's the other player, Meller?
Ruiz was also placed on the injured list for the Sox.
Ruiz and Mankata on the injured list. But Kopech opting out. 312-332-3776. We'll talk about that with Mark Jean Greco coming up next.
Sports fans, join our friend Steve Mongo McMichael at the grand opening for their new sports book at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, this Monday, July 13th. Mongo will be on site to place his first bet at the sports book at 10 a.m. Eastern. Notice the time zone. Come join the fun at the all-new sports book at Four Winds Casino, New Buffalo, on Monday, July 13th. That's this Monday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. See one of the 85 Bears' most beloved players and our good friend, Steve Mongo McMichael.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Friday, we've got news to discuss with Michael Kopech opting out. Mark Jean Greco's in the First Midwest Bank Studio. He's brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse, LaSalle in the River, with the weekend here and the weather beautiful. You can grab a steak, maybe some Dover sole if you're Marky, glass of wine, a dirty martini.
Or both.
Or everything.
Or four or five.
And just enjoy Chicago.
I think I'm actually going to do a little small social distancing barbecue this weekend.
Oh, is that nice. What you got going?
Yeah, then head over to Michigan and
catch this burger.
Yeah, boom.
Do you your own barbecuing? I can't picture you barbecuing.
I used to be the king of the grill.
What do you do? Do you hire someone to barbecue for you?
Well, no. When I had a lawn and I had a house and I had young kids, I was grilling all the time like everybody else. But, I've been a city high-rise guy for several years now. So, I told you the story. My son came to stay with me when I first moved into my place down here. And, he started cooking stuff, and the oven started smoking because all the plastic and cardboard was still inside. Like, I never used my kitchen. So, but anyway. Yeah, shocking news today. I'll tell you, maybe, hindsight is always 20/20. Maybe we should have seen this coming with Michael Kopech. But, you're talking about he's only 24. If I'm him, I'm sitting there going, geez, I'm 24. I should have been the big since I was 21 with this arm. Then I have to have total reconstruction. Then, slow and deliberate, careful rehab. And why should I risk it for this weird 60-game season? How many starts would I actually get? Some others would criticize him and say, why don't you just go to Boomer Stadium in Schaumburg and hang out with the taxi squad guys and, keep rehabbing and working out and work on your pitches and be monitored and so forth. But, that's his decision. And as Rick Hahn said, we're going to honor it and support it. Tough times for the Southsiders. Ricky has to go to a funeral in California. It's just everything is crazy and everything is so magnified. Everybody is so on edge.
Right.
With all the uncertainty you're faced with every single day, I don't blame him. I mean,
it's going to be a roller coaster throughout. It just is.
Yeah, absolutely is. Here's a guy with, he's Nuke LaLoosh. He's got a lightning rocket arm, and it's just a shame that he blew it out this early. And who knows what his career is going to be like moving forward. Maybe he's, I don't want to overblow this, but maybe he's doing some real soul searching saying, I don't know, am I going to keep pitching? Am I going to stay in baseball?
They said it was personal reasons to start with. And now people have tweeted me and they've sent me articles. Daryl Van Schouwen, who's a great writer for the Sun-Times, wrote a previous piece before. Remember, Kopech's been outspoken about dealing with anxiety and depression.
Right.
So you got to keep everything in mind and not speculate and just – see where this goes and listen to what the White Sox have to say with
this. If you're predisposed to have that kind of condition, how are you going to handle this situation? I know a lot of people in that situation.
Well, listen, the whole COVID experience for many people has brought on a ton of anxiety and has affected people's mental health. And
mental health
serious.
Is real. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, no kidding. Just as much as physical health. And I thought Theo was great today and heading into the weekend and really bringing things down to earth and laying them out, saying, no positive testing. Everything's going well, but we cannot relax. This virus is here to stay for the long haul. We have to be ever vigilant. And then people are asking about Chris Bryant's comments like, gee, I've got some anxiety. What if I wind up being traded during the pandemic? And he's saying this is KB being a human being. You've got people criticizing their minor league setup, saying we're not being paid enough. The conditions aren't good. Speak your mind. You don't have to take stuff down from social media. This is not shut up and dribble. I thought that was a great, great quote from him. I want to hear from my players, and I'm sympathetic. And he said, you know what, guys, I really don't want to talk about trades and revenue. Right now, that's inappropriate. The word of the day, the two words of the day, are health and safety. And that's Theo what they're focused on. I thought that was great.
Didn't Theo also say, though, that what Albert Alzolay was saying was not necessarily 100% accurate?
He didn't have his numbers right. Didn't have the money right, the meal money right, what they were being paid per day. They do have furnished apartments right across the street from the ballpark. But, again, he's saying, look, he's some misinformation there, but I don't want him to be afraid to voice his concern. So thought that was pretty cool.
You know, going back to Kopech too, the one thing that Rick Hahn does mention in the statement is that they will continue with his development for 2020. And again, maybe Kopech just thinks, like you were saying, Mark, maybe he's not ready to pitch in the big leagues, and maybe he's going to be in Schaumburg, and he doesn't think that that's the best way with no minor league system and just a taxi squad, that the best thing for him in his career in the big picture is for him to be on his own private rehabilitation and development schedule.
And you, just a clarification, guys, if he's not deemed high risk, he will not receive a year of service time.
Okay, so he won't. Mm-hmm.
So him opting out may actually retain an extra year for the White Sox if he's not deemed high risk.
Can you now, be high risk if
you have anxiety?
Yes.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
Look, and we're talking about this, obviously, from a baseball perspective. I'm not trying to be callous when I mentioned that, you know, there is a service time issue here. You do also have to keep in mind the baseball portion of the conversation as well. And that's a good clarification.
I'm sure he's totally aware of that, making his decision. Again,
oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Not about money being traded, contracts and that kind of stuff. It's like, how do we navigate this situation for at least another year? At least another year.
Mark, I was asking this on Twitter, and I saw you respond because I answered something that you had a big impact on me for. If you could wipe out 2020, and I'm not saying wish away time, but you could get in, take a magic pill, you could get in some sort of a time traveler, and you could replace 2020 and all the blank storm that we're going through, and you could replace it with any year of your life for whatever reasons, which year would it be?
Well, first of all, Sylvia, I was honored you said that because you, as my intern when you were in college, I mean, that was so great. And then that brought to mind a similar situation with me. 1971, or make it 72. Yeah, 1972. I'm 19 years old, first semester, sophomore year in college. And I got my first job doing weekend overnights news and sports at the big top 40 rock station in Dayton.
You said job, right?
Yep.
First job.
Yeah, okay. First job. Downtown. I was so excited to be in the business and hanging out with all the DJs and, you know, watching them, how they played music and how they, you know, did their shows. And I'm in the newsroom, you know, cranking out news and sports and cutting sound bites. And, hey, I'm on the air. I mean, this was the greatest thing in the world. That's why it took me 5.5 years to get out of college. I'm like, I already got the job. You know, what do I need to go to school for? But being in college, number one, you know, being away from home for the first time, doing what you've dreamed about doing. I mean, Sylvia, you're a perfect example. Tommy, you as well. I mean, you played pro football for crying out loud. And now you've got this great broadcasting career. So someone else responded by saying, yeah, my greatest year is when I interned for Larry Lujack.
I saw that, yeah.
Which prompted me
to
say,
Mick.
Larry Lujack was my absolute idol growing up because I listened to WLS and Super CFL and my little transistor radio when I was 10 years old in Buffalo. I was getting all the Chicago stations, all the Canadian stations, New York, everything. And Larry Lujack was my idol, and I've told you this story. I'm in Chicago for a few years, and I get a phone call. He's like, Mark, Larry Lujack. And I'm like, yeah, right. Who is this, really? I thought somebody was pranking me. He was inviting me to play in his celebrity golf outing, and I was out of my mind. I couldn't believe it was him. I was actually talking to him. And then I would see him at Bulls games. He used to sit up there in the top of the first section by himself, cowboy hat, cowboy boots, and come to a bunch of games and got to talk to him a little bit with Tommy Edwards. I mean, that was the greatest thrill of my life. It really was.
What a legend.
Yeah, so they're all, you know, there are a lot of years. I'm lucky. There are a lot of years I could pick. But to correlate with yours, I'd say sophomore year in college, getting in the business, you know?
Yeah. So then like the things that I covered when I interned for you, the Bulls win a championship in 1992.
Mm-hmm.
I'm logging the Dream Team games. Jeez. I'm watching the greatest basketball team ever assembled. You know, the Hawks are still really good. Waddle's got a good year going in 92 with the Bears. He catches the game-winning touchdown on opening day to beat the Lions. I'm a senior in college, about to graduate. The world's at your fingertips. I mean, you're legally able to drink. I think that's
the ladies are digging you. They're digging you. They're digging you.
And then your first job, Sylvie, was like in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, wasn't it?
In Esterville, Iowa.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was so exciting to go on job interviews and drive to different towns and say, oh, man. I mean, when I got to Louisville, I thought that was big time because I was learning how to do TV.
Of course.
You know, I'd done weekends in Dayton, but I really learned TV in Louisville. And then, you know, always wanted to be in Chicago since I was 8 years old. I just had a thing about it. And when I was in college, a couple of my roommates were from Chicago, so we'd come up here every weekend. And you're on Lakeshore Drive, you know, going to Rush Street. It's like, whoa, man, I got to work here. I have to be here. I remember actually watching this feed from Channel 44 when I was in Louisville, and it was Disco Demolition Night.
Yeah.
And I said, now I absolutely have to be in Chicago.
And you what you have, and now you're the legend.
Now you own it. Now you own Chicago.
I don't know about that. I'm just lucky to still be cruising here.
And that's why Chicago Cut loves you, and they bring you Marching Greco Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5:30. We've got the baseball show coming up. I'm interested in hearing what Jonathan Hood has to say about Michael Kopech. So the breaking news, Michael Kopech has opted out of the 2020 baseball season. More coming up with Marky and Hoodie next.
This is the home of Waddle and Sylvie for the ride home. Weekdays 2 to 6 on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
All right, we have the breaking news this hour on Michael Kopech opting out. And all the articles I've read from all over say that he is healthy, and the Sox continue to say this is not a health issue, but it does stem from the personal issues that he was sorting out and why he was out of camp when summer camp began. We'll bring in Jonathan Hood here in a minute. Mark Jean Greco is in studio, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse at LaSalle on the River. Make your reservations now to sit on their glorious patio with beautiful summertime weather. Mark, what else is on your mind going into the weekend?
Well, did you see Anthony Miller today teased us with a little Instagram post working out with Mitch Trubisky? He shows Mitch throwing a few balls, and he goes, I know you guys want to see Mitch. You want to see Mitch. There he is. There he is. Okay, I don't want to show you too much. That's it. So he got him throwing like three times. And then I thought it was interesting. You know, the WNBA has their own bubble in Bradenton, Florida. They're at the IMG Academy.
They didn't like the facilities to start with, did
well,
they?
The Sky's Diamond DeShields, not too happy with her roommate, a gigantic grasshopper on her window shade. And she videoed that, and she's like, I'm scared. But all you got to do is grab it, throw it in a pan, fry it up, and that's a crispy source of protein right there. A little crunchy.
Yeah,
is it crickets or grasshoppers that you eat?
You can eat them all. Both, you know? Locusts. Yeah, you could do cicadas, everything.
No, this cicada season, you're right.
Yeah, just crunch them all up. Just take every insect and grind it all up.
I'm not interested in any of that.
Yeah, I'm not either, really.
Let's bring in Jonathan Hood right now. The baseball show coming up here in just 6 minutes from right now.
Hoodie's just spilling more stuff on himself with the refrigerator door open.
Yeah, you know, that's always an issue. I mean, that's part and parcel of who I am. You know, we're going to play, Sylvie, some of the Epstein interview that you and Tom did, and I'm very concerned. You know, we're right around the corner here with baseball. I'm an Xfinity guy. I don't have the Marquee Network, and I'm concerned for Mark, too. He doesn't have on TV, so I don't know how he's going to be able to watch the Cubs. So that's going to be tough for him.
I live here in the station. I'll be watching him here. You know, okay. I won't be able to see him at home.
How do you explain on TV, Hoodie? I've tried to do it to Waddle and the listeners before.
Well, you had two options. You had off and on. on a box that said on TV on it. And, you know, if it was off, then you'd try to look around the squiggly squiggly line for Porky's to see something.
Yeah. I have aluminum foil on my antenna. That works, right?
so that was
the big Z. I got the big Zenith. Channel, I got the right? big Zenith in the wooden case there.
So that's going to be a problem for Mark. I don't know if he's going to be able to watch.
I remember that. We had that in the living room, and we were not allowed to be in the living room unless we had company because we had plastic on the couch. And then we had a slip and slide piece of plastic from the kitchen to the stereo and the TV. So you didn't step on the carpet because it's vacuumed with the swirls in it. So
the parents and the grandparents were great in the day, protecting everything. All right, Hoodie, how do you look at this thing with Michael Kopech?
Well, I think that's just kind of typical we were seeing with a lot of ball players that feel like, okay, because of family or because of my personal beliefs, I'm not going to pitch. And just keep in mind what White Sox baseball is going to be. For 2020, for me, it's just kind of the start and kind of a glimpse of what we could see. Maybe it's a playoff team, maybe it's not. But really, my focus is on 2021. And if we have a full complement of games, Kopech will be part of that. So, listen, you have your choice to play or not play. Kopech opts out. All right, well, the Sox already have a nice starting rotation. You know, at some point, we will see Kopech. It'll just be next season.
And there is so much talent on that roster that I'm going to – listen, I would have loved to have seen Kopech this year. Hoodie, but if not, there's a list of other guys that I can't wait to see go out and do their thing.
Oh, and listen, let's say the pitching falters a bit. They just got a sluggers, murderers row lineup. Aaron Bummer yesterday saying, I didn't mind giving up that home run to Encarnacion because, you know, it didn't count, and it was fun to see him launch one. But he's looking at the lineup saying, opposing pitchers are going to have such a tough time with this team.
Well, look, the Cubs at that point will be divesting as well before the trade deadline.
See, so all they got to do is pick up the phone and Theo when we add him on.
Yeah, just pick up the phone and see if you could grab one of those guys that's, you know, going to cost too much.
Oh, wait, Kimbrel just gave up another home run. What?
Wow. No. There's Tommy driving the little red machine. For the Reds, the little red machine. Here it comes.
It's a giant bus right now, which will disappear if, in fact, they get off to a slow start.
Top tailgate just fell off. Yeah.
I won't say big red machine because there's, like, no Tony Perez, and this is not, like, 75. So we'll just start with, like, the little red machine, and it'll work its way up. But Tommy's driving it. I'm glad.
Yeah, it's the same thing, Hoodie. The only bandwagons he hops on are the red ones with the Blackhawks and the Reds. So he just hops on the same bus and hops off the same bus.
I love winners. I love dingers, and I love winners. And I expect to see a lot of dingers leaving the park in Great American Ballpark this year.
Hey, baseball's great, but remember, NHL training camps open Monday.
I know. I'm excited. Yeah. You're excited. All right, Hoodie, what do we got coming up in 2 minutes?
We have the baseball show. We will replay some of the audio from Theo Epstein. Also, looking for one thing that you're looking forward to see improve from the Cubs and the White Sox, and a lot more on the baseball show coming up at 6:02.
Awesome. Nice. Mark, you have a great vacation. We'll catch up with you in about a week, okay?
I will. Good luck, guys.
Great weekend, guys.
See you later.
There you go. Thank you to Mark Giangreco, as always, brought to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. The Cubs president, Theo Epstein, Dave Revson, all over college football today. The Can't Miss Baseball Show is coming up here in 2 minutes. Then we've got the Odds Couple up at 7 with Carmen and Mike North. And then Bleck and Abdallah at 8. That Fight is an Island. Award-winning Friday night right there for you, ladies and gentlemen. For Marky and Waddle, I'm Sylvie. It's ESPN 1000. Have yourself a great weekend.
It's the classic.
Hi, it's Andre Dawson, including myself, Ed Belfour.
Who's getting wild tonight? That's what I'm talking about, baby.
No hi from you.
What?
No hi from you.
I give him more buys than highs.
Waddle, waddle, waddle. Then he waddled away. Waddle, waddle. Till the very next day. Bum, 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 bum.
And thank you to all.